not quite sure how to phrase this question, but I'll do my best. This is where we're exploring, we just scored 5 commas, and now we're going to 6 sense bases, and where exactly, what form does craving sort of come in? Because as it's experienced, it's kind of like a momentum towards some sort of mental object, and would it be sort of in the perception of whatever that object is, that, and then by, you know, wise reflection or whatnot, sort of turning the perception towards a more perception in line with how things actually are, and that sort of cuts off the craving, or is the craving sort of, there's the 5 khandhas, and then the craving is this separate action that then...
I wouldn't try to break it down that closely. You're creating suffering just in that, just at that level. But it's more like Ajahn Chah, sort of saying, like, because, you know, people get, like dependent origination, there's all these causal processes sort of lining up, and Ajahn Chah sort of said, yeah, it's good. Yeah, there are all these different processes and pieces to the, to that causal linkage. But he says, more like looking on it as if you're falling down from a tree, and you don't have to count the branches as you go down. You just have to know that when you hit the bottom, it's going to hurt. And so that in the same way, that recognition of, okay, I get entangled in, you know, the sense process, the senses, or in the aspect of khandhas, and there are all, certainly there are all of that, but that's, and it comes up a few times where it's emphasized that these, the khandhas are conjoined, they're not disjoined, so that one puts a label on it in order to sort of see the process a bit more clearly, but it's all happening at the same time. So that one is using these different templates to investigate and understand more clearly how we do get caught by it, how we do fall for that fetter, so these are looking on it as all helpful tools of kind of approaching from different ways.
Yeah, I was just thinking too, like with the fire sermon, desire, hatred, delusion arise on everything.
Yes. Yeah.
It can arise on the object, it can arise on the organ, it can arise on the kind, it can arise on anything.
Yeah, the feeling arising dependent on both. Yeah.
There's a sutta where it's explained where desire is like, I think it's compared to heat to a flame. Just like the khandhas, so heat is, it's not the flame, but it's also not separate from the flame.
Right.
Just like desire is not the khandhas, but it's not separate from the khandhas.
Right.
Or I might be, you say it might be, then it might be like water and wetness.
Yeah, but those are, you know, it's important to sort of see that sense of being all of a piece, but still possible to understand the process and free the mind from the tendency to desire and clinging.